This is the Winning Brand Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and small businesses level up with the right tools and resources to help you win in business. Now, let's get into today's show with your host, Chase McGee.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 73 of the Winning Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Chase McGee. I want to thank you so much for tuning in week after week, new and returning listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know the drill. If you haven't already, please go ahead, rate and subscribe the podcast. You know, if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. You're right there. Go ahead and get the notifications. And I hope in the meantime that you guys are maintaining your business momentum and working on some new strategies to take it up a notch for 2020. So as you can see in the title, this week I kind of wanted to come a little low key instead of giving, you know, the tips and tools and resources. This in itself is really one, five ways to beat business burnout, because it's the fourth quarter. We're already there, and it came super fast, and here we are. And some of us have gotten a lot done, and others not so much. And there's a reason for that, right? This week, I kind of wanted to talk about burnout, especially for those who have to wear so many hats in their businesses, and it's exhausting. It's a lot. And sometimes it's really easy to lose the momentum because you gave all that you had in the first three quarters. And then here you are and you're tired, right? You're exhausted because you've given it all you had, right? And so finishing the year sometimes can be a challenge. This definitely doesn't work, okay, burnout, when you have clients that are depending on you for your products and your services. So you can't exactly kind of like just throw in the towel when you have people depending on you. So I have five ways. Here's some, of course, I took my little notes to overcome these. I've mastered some I'm still working on. Because it is a challenge, right? And I don't want you to think that I have it all together, because I don't. Sometimes it is a struggle. Trust and believe it. It really is a struggle. And burnout is real. And it happens to me. It happens to the best of us. But there are things that you can put in place to kind of avoid the burnout. I wouldn't say I had so much of a burnout this year, because I really put more things into place and implemented more things. So the burnout for me, it was more mental than it was physical, right? And sometimes with us, it could be a physical burnout or a mental burnout or whatever that looks like. So first things first, take a break, okay? It's okay to take a break. In being an entrepreneur, you know, it's okay to say, you know what, this is the time that I've allotted to not doing anything so that you can refresh and recharge and give it all you have. We are not machines, okay? We can't keep going and going and going until eventually we will pass out. And that's not the goal. I mean, you're not good to anyone. You're not good for yourself, you're not good to your clients if you are working at that pace. So take a break. It's literally okay to take a break, okay? Even if it's one day a week, sometimes I find myself working where I've scheduled things 7 days straight, and I'm working the 7 days or 2 weeks straight. But I've really gotten in the habit of paying attention to that ahead of time and putting a day in there where I do absolutely nothing but rest. I have to, my body requires it now. You know, I have migraines sometimes, and the lack of sleep and the other things just going on, you know, stress kind of triggers them. So I'm forced to take a break. And, you know, I love naps. So there it is with the naps, right? Next thing, number two, engage in other things in my business that are less important or urgent. So sometimes we may kind of focus on, you know, the main thing in serving our, you know, our customer, but we may have something that needs more attention, like our social media, you know, our marketing, our accounting, some things in, you know, legal aspects that we need to get together. So if you're overwhelmed with, you know, in one area, which is, you know, for the most part, serving your client, I would back away, give yourself that break, give yourself that time, and devote some attention to in another place, in another area where you can be more productive so that you can kind of take your mind off of that and then come back, right? Because if you're constantly doing one thing, you're going to get exhausted with it. So I would allot times for different things in different areas in your business, because everything equally needs attention, right? It does need attention. It's just how much attention and how much, you know, time will you give to that? So being really cognizant of breaking up the areas in your business so that nothing gets neglected, and you're focusing, because by the time, if you're solely focused on serving your client and you don't have time to do anything in your business, like, you know, your marketing or your accounting, and by the time you get to it, you're extremely burnt out. So breaking the monotony in your thought and the way that you work will also help curb the burnout. Another thing you can do is create or join groups for think sessions. This has really, really, really helped me a lot. You know, I tell you guys all the time that I go through intellectual deprivation, and it's very important for me to stay connected with high-level intelligent people and have those conversations, because I get very anxious, I get bored, and I start feeling, I get it in a rut and in a slump. So staying within groups, like-minded people that are going to help curb that a little bit and help feed that creativity versus burnout, you know. So if you find yourself getting in that slump, that creative slump that we can sometimes get in because we're overthinking the process because we're too close to it and we're right here with it, really kind of stepping back and then, you know, throwing that and tossing the idea to a think tank group, that'll help you work out. You know, I love masterminds. So working with people, you know, masterminds where you can kind of flesh out your ideas. And so you can do something new, because sometimes we can keep doing something in our business and we're thinking it's the right thing, but we're not getting any results. And it's time to switch it up a little bit. It's time to switch it up and, you know, gear it towards something that is a little bit more engaging and put another set of eyes and, you know, another opinion on it. So that always helps as well. Four, take more time to plan out your business. This one is where a lot of people and a lot of entrepreneurs kind of get in their own way. I see this all the time where they try to, they're really not planning out, you know, what's next, the next thing. You know, I have the saying, make your next move your best move. Right? So in doing that, that means you really have to sit and plan out every single detail. If you're having an event, what does that look like from start to finish? What does that look like from the time before they walk through the door to the time that they leave, right? From the time that they purchase a ticket to the event what type of experience do you want them to have up until the time they leave? Like planning every single detail of that. If you're launching a new product, what's the look, feel, tone that you want to deliver to your customer? What story do you want to tell to the customer? So planning that out, I just don't think we do enough planning. And then when we have launches or we have events and we have things that don't necessarily succeed, or I wouldn't even call it a failure, but they're not as great and didn't turn out as well as we had hoped for. It's like, did we really do the planning? How much of the planning phase did we really do? Did we neglect any part of that, right? So that really, really, at the end of the day, that helps, because you have to put every element, every key element into place, every service that you come out with and you offer to your customer, and every product needs a plan of action of how you're going to execute it. How are you going to get it into the customer's hands? So basically, yes, every product and service that you offer will need a marketing plan. So planning that out, planning your business, everything should have a plan. Everything that you're getting ready to launch, you don't have a plan. What is it? If you plan to fail, you fail. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That's it. That's going to be the quote for the day, because I didn't really have one. So there we go. Last but not least, number 5, create more life balance. So we're not machines. We can't just keep going and going and going. Everything can be about business. I mean, I guess it can be, but it shouldn't be, right? Speaking to myself, not just talking to you guys, I'm talking to myself too. It's not all about business. Life matters. Take time to break away, to go on vacation, to get different scenery. You know, I know for me, it's healthy. I have to take walks. I have to start working out. I have to break away from and break the monotony of work and everything in my business, right? I even like switching it up with my clients, you know, visiting and sitting with them and talking to them different days about different things, because things start coming together when that happens. So the creativity starts to happen when you do that, and just enjoying having a well-balanced, I don't even know if we can call it balance, if life is really balanced, because work life doesn't really ever kind of balance itself, especially if you have a lot going on. I think it would probably be work life blend, because you have to blend it all together. You know, if you have, you know, a family, and if you're still in corporate, and then you have a business, and you have, let's say you have church and you have things going on and you have a social life, that's a lot. So can you really balance all that? I think you just have to learn how to blend it all together, but it can be done. And having that blend of things going on in your life will absolutely help with the burnout, because you can have something to take your mind away from that and then come back to it. Okay. So at the end of the day, and what it all boils down to, is take care of you. As an entrepreneur, we try to convince ourselves that we need to grind and hustle and work and rinse and repeat and do it again and over and over and over and over. But we're working ourselves to death. And in actuality, we're really not being productive. We're not being productive. We're being busy. We're not being productive. It's the difference in being busy and being productive. So once you put an action plan together and stick to it and follow it, you can actually start to deter and beat the burnout. Okay. So that is all I have for today. Really short simple and sweet. I hope you guys are having an amazing fourth quarter. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for the show, let me know. And I can be reached at winningbrandpodcast.com for more information. Until next week, have a winning week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Winning Brand Podcast. Please take a moment to comment, rate, and subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Podcasts. And to view the podcast, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Until next time, have a winning week.